I think it was Mark Twain who cynically spoke once about lies, damn lies, and statistics to show us how easily lists of numbers can be manipulated to tell some pretty extraordinary stories. And let's face it, lists of numbers can be pretty dry, unless you can add some context, of course. Take the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're someone who trusts numbers, they show the virus has already claimed 2.5 million lives around the world, more than 500,000 here in the U.S. So how do you even get your hands around that? Do you know 2.5 million people? Or even 500,000? I sure as hell don't. But sometimes, it only takes one person for all those numbers to make sense. At least that worked for me when I learned recently that my friend Mike Collins had passed away. At 59, Mike was AOPA Pilot's technical editor and their director of business operations. COVID-19 snatched him away after a couple of really awful weeks in the hospital. Mike was a guy I was proud to call a friend. Not a close buddy-buddy kind of friend, but one of the regular dozen journalists I run into at aviation events around the country. Mike was the kind of guy who'd pick me out of the crowd with a simple, "Hey, Rob," before a quick catch-up session. He was an extraordinary photographer as well as an adventurer. Like when he sat right seat in Mike Laver's MU-2 for a trip around the world. In over 30 or 40 hours of flying, he never missed feeding photos and videos back to the AOPA mothership for the rest of us to enjoy. AOPA Pilot's editor-in-chief Tom Haynes said, "If you've ever held a copy of AOPA Pilot or Flight Training Magazine in your hands over the past 29 years, you've benefited from Mike's work." In a look back at Mike's career, Haynes said he learned the biz as a newspaper guy in North Carolina before becoming editor of the Southern Aviator. Tom said, "I knew I could toss any assignment Mike's way and he'd figure out how to bring back a terrific story, almost always with a human angle to it." Now me, I also love Mike's incredible knack for translating technobabble into really great stories. Early on, he learned how to blend his already impressive video skills with the latest drone platforms. He was also an early podcaster and even a beer maker. Why doesn't that surprise me? Mike once said, "Photojournalism is all about storytelling, and aviation is full of great stories just waiting to be told." Here's one Mike moment I remember. I was writing a story for AOPA Pilot some years ago about checking out in the L-39 jet. Magazine sent Mike Collins to Chicago to handle the photos while I flew the jet. We arranged to use a restored SNJ with a back seat aimed rearward to become Mike's photo platform. There was just one little problem. The flight came together in the middle of January, so Mike was dressed like he was headed for the North Pole. Now think about the wind chill with an outside air temperature of 10 Fahrenheit and a wind of 135 miles an hour. In tight formation for the air-to-airs, I could see the fur on his big parka flapping wildly in the breeze. So I squeezed the mic button. "Hey, Mike, you keeping warm over there?" "I'm freezing my butt off." Then silence. After we landed the L-39, I was feeling really guilty having spent a couple of hours in a nice warm cockpit while I assumed Mike was freezing in the SNJ. "Are you starting to defrost, Mike?" I said as I approached. He never even flinched. "Oh, sure. That was a blast. Let's go do it again." That was Mike. Mike Collins left behind his wife, Jeanette Prince, as well as two daughters and a son. You can check out Flying a Real Jet to Make Like Maverick at AOPA.org, and you'll also have a chance to see some of the awesome photos Mike shot. For the full scoop on Mike's career, click on Saying Goodbye at AOPA.org as well. You'll find a list of organizations there where you can make a donation in Mike's honor. We're all going to miss you, Mike. From Chicago, this is Rob Mark for Jetwine.com and the Airplane Geeks.